This is George Dr. Funkenstein Clinton saying you're listening to KDIC 88.5 FM, Grinnell College.
Ruth.
Erasing Boundaries is on the air. We're going to be joined by a special guest tonight, Damon Williams of Kadic fame with his show The Boombox, also a spoken word performer. He'll come in and share a little bit about what he's all up to these days. Plus, as usual, the great array of music. Here's We All Try by Frank Ocean. This is Erasing Boundaries on Kadic FM 88.5 and KDIC. Grinnell.edu.
I believe Jehovah Jireh. I believe there's heaven. I believe in war. I believe a woman's temple gives her the right. But baby, don't abort. I believe that marriage isn't between a man and woman, but between love and love. And I believe you when you say that you've lost all faith, but you must believe in something, something, something. You gotta believe in something, something, something.
I still believe in man. Ask me why, 'cause I just don't believe we're wicked. I know that we sin, but I do believe we try.
We all try, the girls try, the boys try, women try, men try, you and I try, try, we all try.
I don't believe in time travel. I don't believe our nation's flag is on the moon. I don't believe our lives are simple. And I don't believe the show, this is interlude. I don't believe my hands are cleanly. Can't believe that you would let me touch your heart. She didn't believe me when I said that I lost my faith. You must believe in something, something, something.
That was Frank Ocean's We All Try off his debut album Nostalgia Ultra. Frank Ocean, of course, the R&B voice of Odd Future. Say what you will about Odd Future, but the man can sing. Next, one of the new projects that I'm real excited about just came out this past week. It's Childish Gambino, also known as Donald Glover of Community and 30 Rock fame. Here's his newest rap project from the album Camp, Hold You Down. On Erasing Boundaries.
Oh, I want it, yeah.
You such a fucking lame. It's what they used to yell back in seventh grade. My mama said she'd get me that new jacket when the costs go down. Hit the office, stole some Tommy Hill from Lost and Found. Not bad for a family, a foster child. Looking fly, man, I'm flossing now. But them niggas saw through me. Are you serious? What is this? Took the jacket off, third period, ellipses. Listening, the sky is the limit on my walk, man. Thinking if people can make it through it, man, then I can. Dope boy swag, I always wanted that. But my persona was always more of that Arthur Ashe. But no love for the son of a commuter who was a radio head and okayed them computers at the post office. It's funny how you smoke niggas, then you start coughing. All my people need throat lozenge. My fear is dead, ambition drove the hurts. But niggas got me feeling I ain't black enough to go to church. Culture shock and barbershops, cause I ain't hood enough. We all look the same to the cops, ain't that good enough? The black experience is black and serious. Cause being black, my experience is no one hearing us. White kids get to wear whatever hat they want. When it comes to black kids, one size fits all.
I was on a bus back from camp. I'm 13 and so are you. Before I left for camp, I imagined it would be me and three or four other dudes I hadn't met yet running around all summer getting into trouble. It turned out it'd be me and just one girl. That's you. We're still at camp as long as we're on the bus and not at the pickup point where our parents will be waiting for us. We're still wearing our orange camp t-shirts. We still smell like pine needles. I like you, and you like me, and I more than like you, but I don't know if you do or don't more than like me. You've never said, so I haven't been saying anything all summer, content to enjoy the small miracle of a girl choosing to talk to me and choosing to do so again the next day and so on. A girl who's smart and funny, and who, if I say something dumb for a laugh, is willing to say something two or three times as dumb to make me laugh, but who also gets weird and lies sometimes in the way I could never be. A girl who reads books and no one's assigned to her, whose curly brown hair has a line running through it, and where she put a tie to hold it up while it was still wet. Back in the real world, we don't go to the same school. And unless one of our families moves to a dramatically different neighborhood, we won't go to the same high school. So this is kind of it for us, unless I say something. And it might especially be it for us if I actually do say something. The sun's gone down and the bus is quiet. A lot of kids are asleep. We're talking in whispers about a tree we saw at a rest stop that looks like a kid we know. And then I'm like, can I tell you something? And all of a sudden I'm telling you, and I keep telling you, and it all comes out of me, and it keeps coming, and your face is there and gone and there and gone as we pass underneath the orange lamps that line the sides of the highway, and there's no expression on it. And I think just after a point, I'm just talking to lengthen the time where we live in a world where you haven't said yes or no yet, and regrettably I end up using the word destiny. I don't remember in what context. It doesn't really matter. Before long, I'm out of stuff to say, and you smile and say, okay. I don't know exactly what you mean by it, but it seems vaguely positive, and I would leave in order not to spoil the moment, but there's nowhere to go because we're on a bus. So I pretend like I'm asleep, and before long, I really am. I wake up. The bus isn't moving anymore. The dome lights that line the center aisle are all on. I turn, you're not there. Then again, a lot of kids aren't in their seats anymore. We're parked at the pickup point, which is in the parking lot of a Methodist church. The bus is half empty. You might be in your dad's car by now, your bags and things piled high in the trunk. The girls in the back of the bus are shrieking and laughing and taking their sweet time disembarking as I swing my legs out into the aisle to get up off the bus, just as one of them reaches my row. That used to be our row, on our way off. It's Michelle. A girl who got suspended from third grade for a week after throwing rocks at my head. Adolescence is doing her a ton of favors body-wise. She stops and looks down at me. And her head is blasted from behind by the dome light, so I can't really see her face. But I can see her smile when she says one word. Destiny. Then her and the girls clogging the aisles behind her all laugh, and then she turns and leads them off the bus. I didn't even know you were friends with them. I find my dad in the parking lot. He drives me back to our house, and camp is over. So is summer, even though it's 2 weeks until school starts. This isn't a story about how girls are evil or how love is bad. This is a story about how I learned something. And I'm not saying this thing is true or not. I'm just saying it's what I learned. I told you something, and it was just for you, and you told everybody. So I learned cut out the middleman, make it all for everybody, always. Everybody can't turn around and tell everybody. Everybody already knows. I told them. If this means there isn't a place in my life for you or someone like you, is it sad? Sure. But it's a sadness I chose. I wish I could say this is a story about how I got on the bus a boy and got off a man more cynical, hardened, and mature and shit. But that's not true. The truth is I got on the bus a boy, and I never got off the bus. I still have.
That was the 10-minute-long Childish Gambino combination on Erasing Boundaries. Hold You Down was the song that's off his brand-new album, Camp. Right before that, we had We All Try by Frank Ocean. So I have a special guest in the studio. Why don't you go ahead, introduce yourself, and show him what you do.
Well, my name is Joe. Hey, what's up? My name is Damon Williams. I'm a second-year student here at Grinnell College, and this is my piece, Black and Mild Brigade. Rolling round with my eclectic clan of classy clowns. You can shake your ass, but don't back me down. Never even realized I was acting out. This is how cries from bastards sound. The riffraff is finally lashing out. So the killers and the dealers about action now, setting up fascist factions in half the town. Just ask around. I'm going through the legs, not passing out. He's going to the head till he passing out. Rarely ever cared how the pastor sound. The souls lost, at least the cash was found. Never slipped, not even with glassy traction. She wears what would get a fast attraction. Thought he'd start without going to practice. Settled in the back of all his classes. Sharp nigga, never thirsty like a fucking cactus. Memorized the words to all the classics. Sitting by the DJ with no wolves to dance with. You always get passed if you always passive. The master, master answers from the masses. Don't save money, never learn the facets. So the man in the suit come and take your assets. Better fix your face when you look at monsters before you get ambushed and stumped unconscious. Cops got their description. Moved to Wisconsin, he thought they could lay low up at his aunt's crib. Every goon with choppers should have life insurance. What one puts out, they surely will get. Blood pools and dries and a knife ensures it. The world was too pure, so our sins cured it. Gold in the notes have them stuck like a post-it. It's like pose of good luck, no attempts to give a fuck. Shining like lamps when niggas is posted. Can't throw on busted ass kicks or you'll get roasted. The good boys only hit the spots that the hoes did. Getting high at the house party that Satan hosted. Never had shit, that's why them niggas boasted. Can remember the occasions acquaintance toasted. Lucky to be alive, no reason to strive. Can't see the shore when we drive, so niggas coasted. From inside the machine, you can't see the cycle. Never throw away paper, call it recycle. The glass breaks on the ground, leave the shards. Staying out all night just to see the stars.
Well, first things first. Wow. That's my absolute first reaction. So that's Damon Williams. He's a second year student here. But for the intents and purposes of our show, he is a spoken word artist, performer, poet, writer. Damon, first of all, so what do you call that piece?
Black and Mild Brigade. It's kind of a a play on words. It's a tobacco product that a lot of people smoke, especially, like, I guess, I hate this word, but like in the hood. So there's that, and then the plays on the word black and mild. And my friend Irvin's my roommate, actually. The first time he tried one, like, he was, like, paralyzed for the night and had to, like, go to sleep in my car. So that's kind of a funny story that, like, inspired the title.
Hold on. We'll get into the craft of the poetry. But you're telling me that your friend spoke to black and mild and fell asleep and passed out of the car?
It was a funny story. We're going to get into who my sister is pretty soon, but me and my sister were working on a project.
A little bit of foreshadowing.
Yeah, Me and my sister were working on a project, and we didn't have any other vices, and so the black and mild was the only thing that me and my friend could partake in, and so, you know, Irvin's tried it out, and he went from sitting on two milk crates to sitting on the floor to laying on the floor to having to go to sleep in my car while everybody was still.
Who hasn't been there?
Right.
Anyway, so now that we've got the tobacco products out of the way,
right.
Tell me a little bit about how you found yourself, one, writing this, and then two, performing this. Is this something that is in your family? Is this something you've been doing for a long time?
Well, the poetry spoken word thing is definitely almost a little bit of a family trait. I actually didn't even make this connection, but my dad, who's now a comedian, used to rap in like the early 90s, but my sister is a pure poet as well as a playwright, and she's from Chicago. She's actually one of the most well-known spoken word artists in the city and in the region. She was the youngest ever on Deaf Poetry Jam, I believe.
Wow.
So, you know, I just had been around that scene and that culture and always had a respect for it since I was probably about 8, 9 years old. Never really had the courage to really create something myself, but as I was here in school, I realized that I needed to really start giving myself a creative outlet, because I think everyone needs that. And then, like, my last day in Chicago on my way back, her and two of her friends, especially this one guy named Relique, his stage name is Brooke Young, and they were like, they're two of the greatest in the country, and they just like went through a rotation of doing some of these most amazing pieces, and I was on a different level at the moment. So it was just like the most amazing experience ever. And from there, I was just inspired, like, you know what, I got to do it. I got to, you know, even if I'm bad, because I'm not comfortable being bad at things. Even if I'm bad, I got to try. And so from there, that's where I've started.
So first of all, clearly not bad. Just saying.
Thank you.
Second of all, so you get to the point where you decide, okay, it's time to write. I need this, whatever it is for different people, whether it's dance, music, whatever. I need this.
Yeah.
How do you sit down and write one of those? Because writing a poem, obviously, that can take a lot of different things, a lot of different forms. But writing something meant to be performed is a whole other beast in and of itself. So why don't you talk a little bit about the process of actually writing one of these?
I guess up until probably the piece I'm working on now, I never wrote them with the intent to perform them.
Hmm.
I wrote them knowing they could be performable, and if I got comfortable, I would do it. But I kind of just wrote it for myself because I just enjoyed the art of rhyme, period, you know, whether it be rap or poetry. And it's something I've kind of would do mentally. But now that I put it together, I kind of would just try to really create a feeling and like a kind of a gritty kind of my city type of thing, kind of me being a blend of two different worlds, socioeconomically, I guess, if we're going to use big words.
This is an academic context, after all.
Yeah, you know, so with me being from two different worlds and kind of that clashing that happens inside of me and internally, I kind of wanted to create that for people and give people an outlook to a world from a different perspective or a different tone of voice. Because, you know, if you throw a big word and a curse word in, like, simultaneous lines, people just are like, whoa, you know, what just happened? So
catches that attention when you have that contrast. Yeah. So then, you're talking about this is the way that you found, or one of the ways you're trying to do this here. And this is something I've been thinking about a lot. Do you feel like there, whether it's a socioeconomic thing, but everyone here has these two different worlds they're coming from, or that they're living in. You know, you go home, you're living, I've been thinking about this a lot as I think about seeing my family and everything like that. Do you feel like there's a place here for that other world, whether it's, especially creatively? Do you feel like there are really people actively trying to connect it, they're back home, to what they're doing here, or is it kind of a separate thing? Does it stay isolated?
I believe Grinnell definitely is its own little world. And I think as of late, at least myself, I think people are really striving to blend, or at least to show Grinnell the other world.
Outside of poetry, how are you guys doing that? How are you doing that?
Well, you know, we are coworkers. I have my own radio show on Fridays 10 to 12 called The Boombox with my group, Bored Out of Our Minds, or Boom for short, which kind of came from what we're talking about. You know, me and my partner Joe Fouché were kind of like just two black guys in Iowa kind of going crazy, and we just wanted to do something. And my mom always told me, you know, that you have too many resources and you're too brilliant to be bored. You know, that's inexcusable. She always tells people that's inexcusable. There's the internet. Do something. Read.
Right.
Learn something. So from that, we decided, well, from our boredom, why don't we entertain and kind of show people a different side of our culture? So, you know, we have that. And then there's a lot of stuff going on. There's artists like Nick Ward and Marcus Egan who are doing great things.
Nick Ward, a personal favorite of the show.
A personal favorite of the show. And actually is managed by Boom. He's our first artist. So, you know, he's definitely my partner. There's things going on with Dance, the independent dance group, who just threw the show Friday. It was my premiere performance. And you know, there's actually got some things in the works. Me and Nick are trying to create something which you will be a part of, Mr. Kiss.
Oh, I know. I know all about it.
I guess we can give him a teaser. We're working on a sitcom.
A situational comedy.
Yeah, situational comedy that we're going to try to do for the rest of our career here. And it's not just going to be for Grinnell. It's going to be for the outside world too. So, you know, we're trying to do things to blend those two spheres.
Mm. So why don't we go ahead and hear one more?
One more? Okay. Yeah. All right. I guess it's funny. These are the last two finished pieces I have. And then I have a few more that I'm trying to finish up. So this one is called Weekly Nights. And I guess the title isn't fully, you can't really fully understand it unless you read it. It's spelled weekly, like weakness, and nights, K-N. So it's like kind of a little corny play on words I did. But,
it's not corny at all. That's poetry.
But here we go. I guess I can do this. A crusade of a crew of comrades. What a great view the bombs had. We all sneezing from the stardust and the bleeding of the car's rust. Her insecure dress hugs her too tight, with goals to make you jealous. The rhythm's honesty's always shown and knows the right things to tell us. Short silky hair strands curled in unison. Hush, said the impatient young man to his son. We show ourselves through garments, our essence betrayed by fabric. Our bodies pleased by our spirits fill the torment. Harmony acquired by plastic. Don't tell me to take my hat off. We wear our colors proud, never cutting the fat off, and shatting our lyrics loud. Criminal crops fill the air, alcohols burn, make the roots grow deeper. We want our cut, make it fair, the night is getting oh so cheaper. You don't want it with this tribe, you might just catch a spear. We always have a good time, just despite our fears. He told him, watch where you walking, that's how it all starts, B. He wasn't ever good with talking, so we just killed him after the party. The bright flashes slice through the darkness, searching for a soulmate to forget. The room smells of fuck you, seduction, and armpits, shaping her with lust, my hands are a corset. Show to be seen, know to be keen, she gets low, he leans, everyone sees, but no one knows what it means. Murdering our spirits when we convene, all clueless, no traces, all you see is the scene. Never think of tomorrow, the morning's only for sleeping. This is the time of our lives, let the cloak clock do the reaping.
That'll make you think. I don't know, I just, as you were saying this, you used the word tribe in there, yeah. which is interesting to me. One, from a music context, of course, first thing I think of is Tribe Called Quest.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's intentional, but doesn't have to be. But two, just, and I don't know if this is something you can really go into, but talk about word choice there. Define who that tribe is.
A lot of my inspiration, or a lot of the images I create, comes from the idea of groups of young black men. And usually when young black men are in groups, whether true or not, the perception is something bad is going to happen, or something, or at least unproductive, if not bad. So from there, I just kind of play on the different imagery, and I guess to kind of to really play up the sense of barbarism that
I thought we weren't going to use big
right
words.
Right or nigga shit if you wanted to. that I just kind of used the I kind of wanted to play on the African sense of mm-hmm. it, and then it really went to spear, which kind of, it was actually an homage to a young guy who's like extremely popular in Chicago, who got stabbed at a party about a month or two ago. So I kind of was just playing on that event and how that really shook up my social scene. So that's really where that came from.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's just, I do think that to a degree we do get stuck, not just in political correctness, but just in this idea that diversity having people of different backgrounds creates a place where you don't even really need to investigate those backgrounds. Mm-hmm. You know, being able to say, I went to school with people from all different races, classes, all this different stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, that makes sense to me. That's a good thing. But when you're not putting it in the context of what the experiences people have, then you leave here and so what? You know, people still are going back to these places or whatever it is. So putting it in that context and thinking about, you know, if we're going to talk about all these different student groups on campus, well, who are these groups? Who are the individuals within these groups? So, I don't know. I feel like I'm in English class. But that's the idea.
Well, if my work can make us start talking like an English class, then I must be on to something.
No, you're a real poet now.
Thank
someone,
you.
Someone did a critical analysis of your poetry.
Whoa, I'm big time. Mom, did you hear that?
Anyway, thank you so much, Damon, for coming in.
I mean, I appreciate the opportunity, man.
No, you're always welcome. This is the idea. Well, I mean, the show idea is erasing boundaries. So whether it's musical, whether it's cultural, whether it's, you know, you talk about big word and the curse word, whether, you know, whatever it is, that's what this is all about. So you're welcome anytime.
Thank you very much, sir. Mr. Kiss.
from a new poet to one of the first, here's Gil Scott-Heron with Lady Day and John Coltrane.
Whoa.
On Erasing Boundaries.
Ever feel kinda down? Man, I swear my nigga tripping off that shit again. Pick him up, then I set him in cold water. Then I order someone to bring him Vicodin. Hope they take the pain away from the feeling that he felt today. You know when you're part of Section 8 and you feel like no one can relate. Cause you are a loner, loner. Marijuana end office make you stronger, stronger. I'm in the house party tripping up my generation. Sipping cough syrup like it's water. Never no pancakes in the kitchen, man. Not one of our lives is caught up in the daily superstition that the world is about to end. Gives a fuck, we never do listen. Let's ignore what the 808 but melody and some hoes. PlayStation and some drink. Technology bought my soul. Looking around and all I see is a big crowd that's product of me. And it probably relatives relevant for a rebel stream. Yep, her president is black. She black, purple label on her back. But that dab, just like when she take it straight to the head. Then she look at me, she got ADHD. Hey, doobies to the face, fuck that. 12 bottles in the case, nigga, fuck that. 2 pills in the halfway, nigga, fuck that. Got a high tolerance when your age don't exist. Like, whoa, 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 whoa. And then she started. Then she started feeling herself like no one else in this apartment. Beg your pardon, oh I rap, baby. How old are you? She say 22, I say 23. Okay, then we all crack babies. Damn, why you say that? She said, where my drink at? I'ma tell you later, just tell your neighbors and the police, relax. I stood up, shut the blind, closed the screen. Jumbotron, made to the back where she reside. Then she said, between the lines, yep. Hope that I get close enough when the lights turn down. And the fact that she just might open up when the new foes start to drown. Her body and I know the goal was really deep in the moon. Now, it's nothing we can do now. Somebody walk in with a pound. Oh, up that Bay Area cush. She
then she grabbed it, then she said, get it understood. You know why we crack babies, because we born in the 80s, that ADHD crazy. 8 doobies to the face, fuck God. 12 bottles in the case, nigga, fuck God. 2 pills in the halfway, nigga, fuck God. Got a high tolerance when your age don't exist, like, whoa, 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 whoa,
Patty Larkin wants her own video on Erasing Boundaries. Before her was Kendrick Lamar, who's got a couple great videos which you should check out, including the one for Rigor Mortis and High Power, a couple of my favorite new songs these days. Before that was Lady Day and John Coltrane by Gil Scott Heron, the great Gil Scott Heron. Now let's go to a classic, not directed at anybody in particular, but one of my personal favorites. Here's The Lady Is a Tramp by Frank Sinatra. That's right, Old Blue Eyes made it onto Erasing Boundaries this week on KDIC FM 88.5 and kdic.grinnell.edu.
She gets too hungry for dinner at 8. She likes the theater and never comes late. She never bothers with people she'd hate. That's why the lady is a tramp. Doesn't like crap games with barons or earls. Won't go to Harlem in ermine and pearls. Won't dish the dirt with the rest of the girls. That's why the lady is a tramp. She likes the free fresh wind in her head, life without care. She's broke and it's oak, hates California, it's cold and it's damp. That's why the lady is a tramp. She gets too hungry to wait for dinner at 8. She loves the theater but never comes late. She'd never bother with people she'd hate. That's why the lady is a tramp. She'll have no crap game with sharpies and froth, and she won't go to Harlem in Lincoln's or Ford's, and she won't dish the dirt with the rest of the broads. That's why the lady is a tramp. She loves the free friend, wind in her hair, life without care. She's broke, but it's oak, hates California, it's so cold and so damp. That's why the lady, that's why the lady, that's why the lady is a tramp.
Sideburns in a vintage tee. I said, you ain't artsier than me, cause you pluck a guitar, that ain't fucking bizarre. You ain't artsier than me, cause you live in Los Feliz, bitch, you ain't Jesus. You ain't artsier than me. I got a colorful vocab, watch the low jab. So what, you're a vegan? It shows in your presence, you be geeking.
and you've been seeking the same light, speaking the game like the enemy. Hang tight, I got a tail about 6'1" by infinity, full of sun, rain, and potential energy. All you saw were the case, Swiss clean, crisp crease jeans, means this. So you thought and dip my walk's hip, thoughts hipper, unzip the zipper. No, I don't wear hemp or drink liquor, and that'll make me the man just a little bit sicker. Spit kicker with a knife and a big dipper, from an island clip emerges a loud whisper. And I'm proud of this, it's my art. You doing yoga just to look the part. You ain't artsier than me, cause you chop up breaks and you dig in the crates. You ain't artsier than me, you just a trendy lesbian, dreadlock despian. You ain't artsier than me, cause you make weed brownies and knit wool hats. You ain't artsier than me, you pseudo-elitist, old school sat. Don't let an 808 scare ya. Shake stripes off your shirt and clear the whole area. I'm a humanoid too, and if you're cool with me, then I'll look past avoiding you instead of through. I'm down with VWs and flossed out caddies on 22s too. I bang for good fools, kill for nothing. I build for something, family and peace. Hand me the peace, I hit it, I'm social. Hear my opinion, I'm proud, I'm vocal. Local in a foreign place, more digital than dusty, but trust me, I be touring space. You be whoring at a comfortable pace, you be skipping a chore to jump in a race. I be bumping my bass like you collect comics. I'm not weird, I'm honest. You ain't artsier than me, cause you only read books, don't watch TV. You ain't artsier than me, cause you shop at Whole Foods and open-toed shoes. You ain't artsier than me, cause you speak real soft and drink chai tea. You ain't artsier than me, I recycle too, I'm kinda like you. I just look cleaner, grown demeanor, wear deodorant, registered voter, and a tree hugger too, not in these clothes. Me love of you, but it's gotta be both ways. Most days I'm earthy, stay grounded, often it's a paper chase. I'm well-rounded, straight to face townish. It's all boundless, I make a sound universally go over. Come adversity, reshape the worst of me. Do it for the love and release it commercially, like a blockbuster started at Sundance. Can't stop, man, you only get one chance. Presentation is key, hesitation ain't C. Innovation is my ART. Dedication is free, occupation is me. Innovation is my ART. You ain't artsier than me, cause you drive a hybrid and carpool with three. You ain't artsier than me, cause you a 16th Mexican. You ain't ethnic and you ain't artsier than me. You just a broke ass poet with the same old cadence. You ain't artsier than me, we was conscious first. Welcome to Earth. You ain't artsier than me. Check this out. You ain't artsier than me. No. You ain't artsier than me.
I think you could call this song a Grinnell ode of sorts. I didn't make up that phrase on my own. That was Artsy by the Living Legends, a rap group including MERS. That's kind of how I found my way into it. Before that was Frank Sinatra's classic, The Lady is a Tramp. I'd like to, again, moving back a little bit, backtrack. Thank Damon Williams for coming on the show, sharing his poetry, his thoughts, and we're about to get real deep on it. Anyway, here's Town Van Sant with Loretta on Erasing Boundaries.
Oh, Loretta, she's my barroom girl, wears them sevens on her sleeve, dances like a diamond shines, tells me lies I love to believe. Her age is always 22, her laughing eyes a hazel hue, spends my money like waterfalls, loves me like I want her. Oh, Loretta, won't you say to me, darling, put your guitar on, have a little shot of booze, play a blue and wailing song. My guitar rings a melody, my guitar sings, Loretta's fine, long and lazy, blonde and free, and I can have her anytime. Son, she don't cry when I can't stay, at least not till she's all alone. Loretta, I won't be gone long. Keep your dancing slippers on, keep me on your mind a while. I'm coming home, I'm coming. Like a diamond shines, tells me lies I love to believe. Her age is always 22, her laughing eyes are hazel hue. Spends my money like waterfalls, loves me like I want her to. Loves me like I want her to. Loves me like I want her to.
Loretta, Like Waterfalls by Townes Van Zandt off his album Flying Shoes. Now, we've done a lot of talk about spoken word. Had to do one more example before I say goodnight. Here's another favorite of the show, Joshua Bennett, who was here earlier in the semester with his piece, 10 Things I Want to Say to a Black Woman. And after that, I'm going to let it go right into the end of the show with the song The Picture by Loudon Wainwright III. Tribute to his sister. This has been Erasing Boundaries here on KDIC FM 88.5, KDIC.Grinnell.edu. Big thank you to Damon Williams for coming on the show today. Check out him on Twitter at DamesWorld_. Also, his Tumblr, Boombox. Look for big things from Boombox Entertainment. So, here, without further ado, thanks so much for tuning in. Here's Joshua Bennett. Have a nice rest of your week. Talk to you with Big Sean, rapper extraordinaire, next week. Get pumped. This has been Erasing Boundaries.
Say to a black woman. One. I wish I could put your voice in a jar. Wait for those lonely winter nights when I forget what God sounds like. Run to the nearest maximum security prison and open it. Watch the notes bounce off the walls like ricochet bullets, etching keyholes into the sternums of every brother in the room. Skeletons opening rose blossom beautiful to remind you that the way to a black man's heart is not through his stomach, it is through the heaven in your hello. The echo of unborn galaxies that pounces forth from your vocal cords and melts ice grills into oceans, baptizing our lips. And so harsh words fade from our memories, and we forget why we stopped calling you divine in the first place. Two. When I was born, my mother's smile was so bright it knocked the air from my lungs, and I haven't been able to breathe right since. It's something about the way light dances off your teeth. The way the moon gets jealous when you mock her crescent figure with the shape of your mouth, queen. You make the sky insecure, self-conscious of being forced to stare at your face every morning and realize that the blues of her skin was painted by that symphony doing cartwheels on your tongue. Three. 3. Who else can make kings out of bastards? Turn a fatherless Christmas into a floor full of gifts in a kitchen that smells like the Lord is coming tomorrow and we must eat well tonight. I used to think my sister was a blacksmith, the way she bred fire and metal and made kitchen miracles at 14. Making enough food to feed a little boy who didn't have the words to say how much she meant to him back then, or enough backbone to say so the day he turned 20. 4. Your skin reminds me of everything beautiful I have ever known. The color of ink on a page, the earth we walk on, and the cross that hung my savior. 5. I've seen you crucified too, spread out on billboards to be spiritually impaled by millions of men with eyes like nails, who made martyrs of your daughters. So I'm sorry for the music videos. Addressing Timberlake at the Super Bowl and a young man on the corner this morning. Made you want to shed your flesh and become invisible. Never doubt that he only insults you because men are confused and we're trained to destroy or conquer everything we see from birth. 6. If I ever see Don Imus in public, I'll punch him in the face. 1 time, for every member of the Rutgers and Tennessee women's basketball teams. Then, I'll show him a picture of Felicia Rashad, Asada Shakur, Eartha Kitt, my mother, my grandmother, and my 7-year-old niece, who's got eyes like firebombs, and then dare him to tell me that black women are only beautiful in one shade of skin. 7. You are like a sunrise in a nation at war. You remind people that there is always something worth waking up to. 8. When we are married, I will cook, do the dishes, and wherever else it takes to let you know that traditional gender roles have no place in the home we build. So my last name is an option. Babysitting the kids, a treat we split equally in our bed, will be an ancient temple where I construct altars of wax on the small of your back. We make love like the sky is falling, moving to the rhythm of bed springs and bow-bow-bow angels, applauding in unison, saying this is the way it was meant to be. 9. My daughter will know her father's face from the day she is born. And I can only pray that this Superman complex lasts long enough for me to deflect the pain this world will aim at her from the moment she's old enough to realize that the color brown is still not considered human most places. But my daughter will have a smile like a wheelchair. And so even when I'm at my worst, when the kryptonite of this putrid planet threatens to render me grounded, the light dancing off her keep will transform the shards of my broken body into heart-shaped blackbirds, taking flight on wind that reminds me of my Savior's hands, my daughter's smile, and my mother's laugh when I was in her womb. 10. Never stop pushing. This world needs you now more than ever.
There are pictures on the piano, pictures of the family, mostly my kids, but there's an old picture of you and me. You were 5 and I was 6 in 1952. That was 40 years ago. How could it be true? We were sitting outside drawing at a table meant for cards. And it must have been in autumn, fallen leaves in the front yard, with a shoebox full of crayons, full of colors oh so bright, in a picture in a plastic frame, a snapshot black and white. You were looking at my paper, watching what I drew. It was natural, I was older, 13 months more than you. A brother and a sister, a little boy and girl. And whoever took that picture, they captured our own world.